Hi, everybody. Once again, this is Andy Hsu, and we are at the Campbell County Achievement Days here at the Harriet Community Center. And this report is being brought to you by Camwall Electric, M&R Auction Service, Premier Equipment, and West River Telecommunications. And big part of 4-H is the parents. Parents put a lot of work and effort into making sure that their kids are doing the right things for 4-H. We've got a parent with us right now. Tell me a little bit about your kids.
My name is Allison, and I have three kids in 4-H. One's a junior, one's a beginner, and one is a clover bud.
So you've got every level of it, basically. Tell me a little bit about the differences between a junior and a clover bud that you have to prepare the kids for.
The junior level, the kids should know a little more about their animals and how to show. A clover bud is just beginning. They get to learn everything for the first time. They get to watch, get that experience to gain that confidence for when they are older, that they'll know what's going on.
This is something that you went through, probably at clover bud all the way through, right?
Yeah, there wasn't such a thing as a clover bud back when I started, but I did start at 8 years old and went all the way through 18.
So is this something that everybody should really start to really appreciate more is what 4-H does to the youth and the education and everything that goes along with it?
Well, not only does it build the education for animals, but the responsibility that the kids have to have, even with the static exhibits, to start something and finish it and then interview about it and explain what they did. It's a great program to build those skills, confidence, responsibility.
See, I do sports, and so I used to interview the kids a lot, and it was always somebody that was in 4-H that would give me the best answers, knew what to say, were confident speaking. So that's a big up on somebody who's not in 4-H, isn't it?
Absolutely. They're constantly, you know, in the summertime, athletes typically have that season off, and if they're in 4-H, they're still working on building those skills, and they're just in a different capacity.
I tell you what, I am so happy to be here and to be a representative of the radio station and talking to somebody that I talked to 20 years ago and talking to her again and seeing how proud you are of your children. It makes my day.
Well, thank you very much. It makes me happy to see my kids interested in the same thing that I was in keeping the 4-H program alive.
Thank you so much for all that you do.
Thank you.
That is it for this one. We're going to say that it's brought to you by Camwall Electric, M&R Auction Service, Premier Equipment, and West River Telecommunications. Back in a moment for more.